Lori, we are back with the Travel Vertical Podcast. How you doing?
Very well. I'm excited to talk to you again today.
Me too. And you know, we're both getting ready for eTourism Summit coming up here and on June 6th through the 8th. And it's going to be fun to see you in person again.
I know. We're going to be in Orlando and hope to see everybody there. It's only been 9 months since, you know, we were all together at IPW in Las Vegas. But, you know, nothing is as it used to be. So
that's right. But you know what? That just means we get to see each other more often.
Right. Okay. I'm good.
Well, I know there's a lot going on this week, Lori, in the industry, and it actually looks like you found some really interesting creative ideas that people are doing out there. I don't know if we're going to call it steal this idea for today's show, but there's some interesting stuff out there that for people to take a look at.
Yeah, for sure. We used to call it steal this idea in the travel vertical in the newsletter, and that kind of came to me during COVID when people were just like, OMG, what do we do? And things were happening like virtual things, you know, like, oh, I know, let's make a coloring book of our destination for kids who can't come with their parents. And so it just seemed like steal this idea fit. And now it's kind of morphed into destination inspiration because people are back in their groove and their generic ideas about what do we do on the virtual side of things. Those ideas are now, you know, put away on a shelf, thank goodness for the moment. And people are back to being the individualization, you know, about their destination that they were. And, you know, you can't really steal somebody else's idea in that regard because it's very much about that destination.
Are you saying, Lori, that there is a resurgence of authenticity happening in the industry?
Yeah. Well said.
I love seeing that too. I know that there was a time and a place for the marketing that a lot of us did during COVID, but I love seeing it get back to unique, authentic, creative campaigns for tourism destinations. And you've got a few examples right here.
We do. I mean, not only do we have a few examples, but there seem to be more every week. I think people are spending some of that money that they got. So destination inspiration comes from Visit Iceland. And the heading here is Visit Iceland Gets Delightfully Weird Again, because Iceland is always getting weird with their creative. And in this case, the chap, Sven Bikir Bjornsson, who is director of marketing communications, says, okay, from the people who brought you the Iceland verse, that was another strange one that they did, comes a revolutionary new service. A technological marvel. You can outhorse your email, and your boss will never know the difference. Jokes aside, this is one of the weirdest ideas I've ever said yes to.
I love that. I love that he said yes to the weird idea.
Yeah, so then you get these three Icelandic horses. I mean, they're very cute. They have profile pictures. One of them is assertive and efficient with shiny hair. And the other one is friendly and is trained in corporate buzzwords. And so the idea here is that these horses will tap out your out-of-office email so that you can enjoy your holiday without interruption in Iceland. And to make that point about out-horsing your emails, they actually had to build a giant computer keyboard, a giant one, and train the horses how to step across it and come out with the gobbledygook.
No way. Okay, so that is super unique, and I love kind of the quirkiness of it. Tell me why you love it.
Oh, I just, you know, it's the last one they did was a mimic of Mark Zuckerberg. They dressed a guy up to look like him, and he touted the metaverse, only they called it the Iceland verse. And you can see that one also in the travel vertical. So it's just one crazy idea after another. I mean, someone sat down at a boardroom table and said, hey, let's, you know, in English, the word outsource sounds like out horse. What can we do with that? That? You know, how does that get them seriously to this place where they've got an award winning and somebody goes around and recruits the horses and builds a giant keyboard and teaches them how to dance on it. It's crazy, right?
I love it. So I'll tell you why I love it, Lori. I've been saying since the beginning of COVID that if there was ever a time to take a risk, the time is now, because honestly, the industry's had so many challenges and issues that have affected it, is that, you know, in some cases there's nowhere to go but up, right? And Iceland has really embraced the idea of taking a risk with the Icelandverse. And you and I actually talked about that campaign when it came out before on the show. And now to see where they're taking it, this is how you become memorable. This is how you stand out from the crowd and don't just look like every other destination out there. I'm really impressed with their willingness to take a risk.
Yeah, they're nuts. I mean, they're, you know, it's so fun that it's camp. And people, you know, the best part are sometimes the comment. And I always look at the comments because people say, you know, why can't my destination do something like that? I not only want to go to Iceland now, I'm roaring with laughter. And, you know, what can be bad about that?
I love that. I love it. Okay. Well, so Visit Iceland, new weird out horsing campaign, but it'll be fun to see kind of how it goes. Who else is doing some unique stuff that you know, kind of caught on to?
Well, you know, we're going to be at the Tourism Summit. Speaking of that, you know, we give out awards on the, it's called the Etsy Awards, and these are for excellence in digital marketing. So we'll be seeing a lot more of them, but I can't talk about the winners until the winners are announced. We've got some interesting content, though, from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, as usual. They've done a sequel to the TV show that they produced last year, and that was like crazy as well, because it was a real TV show, 8-part series that you could watch on Amazon Prime. And it was a drama, you know, a comedy drama, I guess, and with characters. And it was called Life's Rewards. And now there's a season 2.
I love that. You know, I I'm going to be talking about this actually in my session at eTourism Summit in a couple of weeks. I've got Stuart Butler. I almost forgot his last name here. But Stuart Butler from Myrtle Beach is going to be joining me on stage. There is a wave of this concept that I call branded entertainment coming to the industry, where instead of everything being visit now, visit now, visit now, it's entertainment first, and then with subtle instances of branding for the destination. And I think it's a really interesting concept. I love that they did this last year. They actually won an Etsy award, if I remember right, as a result of that campaign. And it's really fascinating to see the creativity that's going into some of these concepts of branded entertainment.
I think branded entertainment is a good way to talk about it, a good name for it. This one was done with in partnership with Visit Florida, and the creative comes from Odyssey, the studio at Miles Partnership. And Ryan there is clever with this stuff. So I wrote about the new Life's Reward official season 2. The idea is that, you know, you make up a story and then you film it in the place. And if anybody's been watching, what do you call it? You know, Downton Abbey, right? Or any of those things coming out of the English castles, everybody knows that that's created an entire tourism industry around that castle, right?
Yeah. Well, domestically, Yellowstone is a great example of that. I mean, there has been a wild influx of travelers, both internationally and domestic, to Montana to see all of the different places that are highlighted in that show. It is an amazing phenomenon of creating entertainment and allowing that entertainment to drive tourism. And I think we're just at the initial parts of that opportunity.
Yes, I agree with you. You know, when you think about it, they've been doing it in fast-moving consumer goods for some time with subtle placements. You know, you're watching a movie and the guy reaches for a Coke, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, branded entertainment. I like that.
Yeah, really cool. I'm glad that they're continuing that. It'll be interesting to see how many seasons they can pull off down there.
We shall see. We wish them all the best with that. So it's on Amazon Prime, and there is a link to it, as well as a trailer in the travel vertical.
Perfect. Okay. And then you've got something here from Santa Maria Valley in California. What are you seeing these guys doing?
Well, yeah, I thought this was interesting as well. They're calling it the Beat Inflation Vacation. So hooray, we're getting away from staycation. But we got another rhyme. And this one is hitting the nail on the head as far as affordability goes. So, you know, some people might feel uncomfortable about that. I mean, I know from working at Sheraton, they didn't want me to bash Hilton. And when I worked at Hilton, they didn't want me to bash Sheraton. You got to be a little careful. But Santa Maria Valley has gone out there and said, hey, folks, in competing places, and they name three, Paso Robles, Napa, and Pismo Beach, all wine destinations in Northern and Central California. And they put out a chart. Here's how much hotel and dining and wine tasting costs in those places. And here much is how much it is if you want to come to Santa Maria Valley.
So we're talking like this is very direct. In advertising, you always hear the concept of, hey, you got to say it without saying it, right? You know, get the message across in a creative way without just saying exactly what you want to say literally. But man, you look at this. They said it while saying it with the price comparison chart. I think this is another example of zigging when everyone else is zagging. You haven't seen a price comparison chart for a tourism destination in a long time.
I don't think I have ever seen one. And, you know, having worked at the New York Convention and Visitors Bureau back in the day, I mean, it's not something we would have ever done because we would have been the most expensive of everything, right? But you would have to argue that there's more about New York than just, you know, the price. So, but no, they've gone out, like you say, it's a chart, and they've said, hey, you know, the room that's going to cost you $813.33 a night in Napa Valley is going to cost you a lot less here. And yeah, they hit the nail on the head there.
Well, it's another interesting advertising concept that when you're the market leader, when you're the champion, right, you don't mention the competition because you have to treat it like they don't matter. But when you're the challenger, you have to compare yourself in some way to the competition. And why are you a better destination to visit than the other? And this is, they're following the principles to a T. And I like the move. I know that there's people that won't like the move, but as the challenger, I think you got to have some guts in the campaigns that you run. And this one definitely took some guts to get approved and launched.
Yep. Yep. It caught my attention too. And you're quite right. It's just a super example of a challenger brand doing its thing. I mean, how many people could put their finger on the map and tell us where Santa Maria Valley is?
Would it be bad if I told you I can't?
Exactly. You know, so they realize that and they're not going to apologize for it, but they're just going to say, but it's cheaper here. And they're doing it also in TikTok. And so they're probably reaching a particular target audience by doing that on TikTok.
Super smart. I really like that. I'm excited to go read more about that in the travel vertical this week.
Yeah. So we should talk about people because there were some good news stories this week.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Moving on from the world of advertising and creative, we saw two stories that deserve a new corner in the travel vertical, People on the Move, but I called it the Good News Career Corner. And we've got one fellow who I've never met, but now we're best friends on LinkedIn, because I noticed that he went and quit. Well, he had to leave his job, and it was April 2020. So we can just assume that he left his job because of COVID. You know, I didn't ask him, but I assumed he was at Experience Grand Rapids. And he was a sales manager, and his job of 5 years came to an end. So reading between the lines, he then went out with an activity comment on LinkedIn and said, in April 2020, I lost my job. It was tough, but I made the decision to sell everything I owned, say goodbye to everyone I love, and move to Washington, D.C. to pursue a master's degree in tourism administration at the George Washington University School of Business. And so he had his fingers crossed. And then the next thing you see here is a picture of him in his cap and gown with the backdrop of the Washington Monument. And then there's a picture of him. He's got a new job. He's in headquarters of Marriott International in Bethesda, Maryland, as marketing partnership manager.
I love this example of when something goes wrong or when there's a break in the action, you take the time to better yourself and continue to educate and qualify yourself. And it's fun to see that pan out for him. Congratulations to Dave.
I thought it was just great. So we put him in the Good News Corner And he said then the next day, thank you to eTourism Summit and the Travel Vertical for featuring my personal story in their weekly newsletter. I was scouring this job board for over 1 year. So it's great to be recognized for landing a job at Marriott.
Very cool. That is good news.
Yeah. So I think we helped someone, or he helped himself. But then, you know, when he turned to the job board, he found the right thing. So I just thought that was brilliant. And then there was another good news story as well.
And this is CrowdRiff, right?
Yes. So Dan Holowak wrote that CrowdRiff had received the award as the number 11 on the list of best places to work in Canada for a company of their size. And that's just like amazing to see because, you know, one of those started in a garage stories and they were a bright new shiny object at eTourism Summit. I still remember in 2015. And, you know, now they're top of the charts.
That's really amazing. It's been fun to watch CrowdRiff with the technology that they've built and the way that the industry has really embraced their product. There's a ton of people using CrowdRiff now. To see that they also do a great job as a best place to work in Canada, really impressive organization.
Yeah, so it's 50 to 99 employees is the category that they're listed in, and they're going to go for number one. So congratulations to Dan and everybody on the team at CrowdRiff. And I hear reminded people of 8 other bright new shiny objects that have also taken off, ones that were introduced over the years at eTourism Summit. And those include Arrivalist, Banwango, Zardico, CrowdRiff, names that everyone knows, who have found a niche and are serving the eTourism community of DMOs in wonderful ways. So they presented their case, made their impact, and they've gone from there. So on the stage this year in Orlando, we'll have some new ones. And hopefully these guys will take off as well.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. Well, I know that people always look forward to hearing us also talk about the different jobs that are available and what's out there. And I wouldn't want to miss that opportunity today because there's some interesting jobs out there. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I guess, well, there. Anything here take your fancy? The newest president and CEO job at a DMO comes out of Gatlinburg in Tennessee. And there are other ones here that are a few weeks old that are still in the mix. So people should have a look at that. And then there are just lots and lots of smaller DMOs looking for executive directors. And we've got DEI jobs at a vice president level and lots of senior vice president jobs from sales to marketing analytics in Las Vegas to champion of people, vice president of marketing at Destination Niagara, USA. Lots of vice president of marketing communications jobs.
Yeah, I feel like I say this every time we talk about it, but there's never been a better time if you've been thinking about taking a step forward in your career to go apply for that job because the industry has really had a big shift. You know, people have been moving around and also there's been some retirees and a variety of things. And now there's so many open positions and opportunities for those that are in the industry to take a step forward. So I'd encourage everybody to go look at the job board and the Travel Vertical newsletter and check out some. I mean, there's amazing destinations on this list.
Yeah, there's everything. There's from Seattle to New York, and there's from Bermuda to Detroit. You know, you can't look in a corner of the map and not find something. And it's not just the city DMOs. There are also lots of jobs at the state level. So there are jobs in California, in Florida, Travel Oregon, you know, if at Hawaii as well. I mean, if someone's looking off, you know, if that's one of the things they'd like to do, look at the states as well. But on the city front, Orlando, New Orleans, New York, Pittsburgh, Omaha, Cleveland, pick a cool city, you'll find it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Springfield, Missouri, and I see that they've got a partner development manager position available. And I got to tell you, those guys have got a great thing going and they're just at the beginning. So that would be a great opportunity to get in on the ground floor of something big and see some really cool impact over the next couple of years.
Yep. And Let's see. So Hawaii, I mentioned that. That's a brand manager they're looking for. How fun is that for the Hawaii Tourism Authority? That closes on the 10th of June. There's a destination development manager job at Travel Nevada. There's a brand new job, director of business marketing at MEDC, which is the Michigan, you know, that is Pure Michigan. It's called the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. That's Pure Michigan. So I'm just, you know, I'm just scanning the list as I'm speaking to you, and marketing manager Visit Pittsburgh, a website marketing manager for Colorado Tourism. There's even a job at Visit Anchorage for content and engagement manager.
How about marketing manager at Hong Kong Tourism Board?
There you go. That's on the list.
Advertising and, advertising and consumer engagement manager at Tourism Ireland. I mean, there are some pretty unique opportunities out there, right?
And so the thing about Tourism Ireland is that job, for example, that's in New York. That's a lot of, you know, these NTOs will have those positions in New York or in LA, for example. New Zealand, theirs is in Santa Monica, but it's usually a coastal situation. But in the next issue of the Travel Vertical, I'm going to be running about 6 or 7 jobs from the British Tourist Authority. All great jobs, including a board chair they're looking for. But anyway, you've got to have a British passport for that because those jobs are in London.
Accent not required.
No, I've got the passport though. So if I don't see you next week, Adam, you'll know where I've gone.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. I'll let Will know that's your plan.
Tempting as it is. So, just wanted to mention again that when people send us the job listings, much appreciated, it's a free service. We try to keep it up to date. We don't provide links to where the jobs are found because we figure you can find them. I did. And also because those links would expire and then our newsletter would drop down the Google rankings like a lead balloon. So once we give you the information here, we hope you can find the listing. If you can't, give a shout. And then when the job is filled, folks, let us know because we'd love to introduce that person to the e-tourism community and give them a shout out on the people section.
Well, thanks, Lori, for all you do to pull all that together. I know it's a lot of work, and I want to encourage everybody that's listening to make sure to go check out not only the jobs and RFPs and the other things that are available on the travelvertical.com, but check out some of these really unique creative campaigns that Lori has curated and pulled together in the Travel Vertical newsletter. Really interesting issue this week.
Yeah, and there's plenty in there for the data nerds too. So we're not talking about it today, but we're always running the facts and the figures from airport arrival numbers to traveler sentiment surveys.
Great. Well, Lori, thanks again for taking the time. It'll be fun to see you in person in just a little more than a week.
Looking forward to it. Stay well.
You too. And everybody that's listening, thank you so much for listening. And please make sure, if you enjoyed today's show, to leave us a rating or a review. It's been fun to watch our audience grow here on the Travel Vertical podcast. And leaving us that 5-star rating or review would really help us to continue to grow the show. So thanks, everybody. And we'll see everybody in person here in about a week.
Thanks, Adam.
See ya.